Since 2002, Mycela Phoenix DeWise has been writing a popular column on the Science Careers website called Educated Woman. The column has chronicled Mycela's journey from her start as a graduate student in science through her postdoc experience. Now, Mycela, which is not her real name, is about to start her next adventure and so is ending her column. I spoke with her via telephone. Please note that we've disguised her voice to help preserve her anonymity.
I started the Educated Woman column in February 2002 because looking at the content on Science Careers, there's a lot of great content about, you know, kind of surface things about careers and how to get new places, but there wasn't really the depth of experience about, you know, a journey through the process. So there's always, you know, kind of how to start and what some of the mechanics of the process are, you know, like choosing an advisor and looking at the mid-career versus the early career versus late career. But there was never that very intimate, very personal day-to-day journey through the life of a research scientist as they are getting their degree. And so it was a great opportunity to divulge very publicly, but anonymously.
Now, when you started this, you didn't necessarily know that you were going to finish going through the process of graduate school.
No, I didn't. There's a little piece of me that thinks that doing the column was one of the things that kept me in graduate school. Like, well, I'm writing about it, and I don't want to be a quitter, and you know, there was lots of ups and a whole lot more downs, and that's really documented throughout the years that the column has been in existence. You know, there's the disillusionment and disappointment of being a very successful person all the way through undergrad, and kind of, you know, you work hard, you achieve, and you follow the rules, and, you know, you get what you need to get. But when you get to graduate school, it's a very different phenomena, and there can be some heartbreak involved when you realize that what you thought you loved doesn't love you back in the same way because it doesn't always give you that same joy that it did, especially when you're dealing with all of the political situations that can happen in graduate school, the money issues that can happen, the family problems that can arise, all these other things that continue to happen in your life while you are struggling to make it through. I don't know of any person that hasn't had some sort of struggle to make it through graduate school. There are those very few, very lucky ones. And sometimes it really is a matter of luck that you luck up on the right project and you luck up on the right advisor and you luck up on that right piece of equipment or something like that, and everything works beautifully. But I would say 95 to 98% of the time, that is not the case. And me telling my story, which is a very universal story, was very much about what happens that other 98% of the time when everything isn't necessarily going as you thought it would.
Over the years, you've written about everything from choosing your committee and postdoc experiences to even one column, remembering that you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Of all those columns, which is the most memorable to you and why?
Well, out of the columns that have been most memorable were the ones where I incited the most reader response. One of the ones where I was talking about, you know, how to get feedback and where I asked for advice about even whether I should stay in my postdoc or go. You know, a lot of people responded with their own personal experiences. So I would have people who used to be professors write me and tell me, you know, I did this. I was a professor for X number of years and I got out of it. I'm doing something else and I could never be more happy. Or other people who were like, you know, I'm a professor. I love it. You know, I stuck with it through the hard times and, you know, this is what I was called to do. So there was this wide variation of responses that I would receive to a lot of the things that I would write.
Is that how you hope it would have helped, affected, inspired, made others cringe even?
I really do hope that everything that I wrote, you know, for me, it was all very true. I also did pull from some of the experiences of my friends, but I wanted it to be as forthright and truthful about the experience as possible. Because one of the things that I always lamented was that no one could really explain to you what life in research, life in graduate school, life in postdoc land, no one can really explain to you what that is in a nutshell. Because there are all of these hidden things about ourselves and our need to kind of be overachievers and trying to find out how we're going to be the superstar or not, and then really starting to question, well, wait, is this what I want or is this what I should want because everyone else in my environment seems to want this other particular thing? And so it was also a story about kind of finding out what really works for me as opposed to what, quote-unquote, should work for me or the role model I should be. Some realm will be able to utilize your skills. You will be able to utilize your skills. What is so wrong with stepping outside of the box? And that's always what sciencecareers.org has been about, at least showing those alternatives and being able to step out of the box. But the discussion of how you get to the point of being ready to step outside of the box is not one that's always had. There's always the, oh, okay, this person is outside of the box, but that transitionary, okay, I am a scientist, I am a researcher, I am all of these things, and then how do I make this transition? How do I go from point A to point B? That's not always something that's discussed. And there's a lot of guilt that's involved with that because you've been trained to do a particular thing. And now you don't necessarily want to do that anymore. And being okay with that, making yourself okay with that, takes some time.
Speaking of transitions, mm-hmm. you've finished graduate school, finished mm-hmm. a postdoc.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you leaving this column?
I'm leaving because there's a job out there, but I think it's also the appropriate time to go.
Maybe making room for somebody else to start up the Educated Woman column?
Making room, but the other thing that people used to occasionally write and wonder was, is this, you know, one person, or is this like a bunch of editors, or who is this? And it's really been me the whole time. But it's time to, you know, move on into a new job that I'm very happy about. But there's nothing that doesn't say that I won't check in every now and then and, you know, wave and say, hi, Science Careers. I'm still out here. I'm still doing this alternative thing. And I'm really pleased for the experiences that I've been able to share with you.
Any parting words for the readers of your column?
Just to thank them. Thank them for reading. Thank them for writing. Thank them for sharing their stories with me. Because there were people who wrote and just had to unload. Because they were like, wait, there's somebody else out there who's experiencing the same things that I have experienced. And having the readers write to me also helped me feel like I wasn't alone either. So I want to thank them for that as well.
Mycella Phoenix DeWise, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob. It's been great to talk to you. And thank you to all of my readers. It hasn't always been a great ride, but I thank you for taking the journey with me.
Mycella Phoenix DeWise is the author of the Educated Woman column. This week is her last entry. Read it and the entire series at sciencecareers.org.